Egypt's Muslim-Christian conflict could be a good sign. Crowd Bible translation is being tested, and a ministry is connecting women with women who are persecuted. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt has lost her finance minister and her deputy prime minister. Both men resigned over protest over the government's handling of the unrest that left 26 dead this week. Open Doors USA President Carl Mueller says,
I think it's a good sign that the seriousness of this issue is taking root in the emerging political reality. Egypt cannot have a future if it chooses to have extremists dictate the future for Egypt.
Muslim-Christian tensions have a low flashpoint right now.
Pray that the natural emotions of grief don't evolve into anger and rage to produce a cycle of violence that would further escalate this crisis.
He adds that there's an opportunity for gospel change.
Egypt is a thought leader. It's the intellectual capital of Islam. And we need to remember that as Egypt goes, so goes most of the Muslim world. So this is a vital place for us to be targeting our prayers.
Next, weeks of prayers and petition have paid off. Pastor Yusuf Nadar Khani has been ordered a retrial. The Iranian pastor was facing death for alleged apostasy. The case received a great deal of international attention, and now the tables have finally turned. The case has been sent to another court, which is reportedly seeking the opinion of the Islamic Republic's spiritual leader and highest authority. Pray for continued safety for Nadar Khani and other Iranian believers in prison. You're listening to Mission Network News. A recent report out of China shows a massive population shift from the rural areas to the urban ones. The expected urbanization of 100 million people in the next decade signals a need for more resources. China Partners' Eric Berkland says,
with the increase of individuals coming to the big cities, there's obviously a tremendous need of ministry for these individuals.
While it can be a challenge, it's also
God orchestrating ministry to come to the bigger cities with these Christians coming into the cities as well.
Their team just finished training 130 lay leaders in Hubei province. On this trip, they made the most of a connection from a church in Hong Kong.
Our desire has been to shift more of our focus of ministry by the Chinese for the Chinese.
Long-term plan?
We would equip enough so that eventually we can almost work ourselves out of a job so that the Chinese are taking care of their own Chinese people in their own language, understanding their own culture.
We have more links about this ministry at our website. Meanwhile, a new way to do Bible translation could revolutionize the process. The Seed Company created a website that works similar to how Wikipedia works for a translation project.
We tested a crowdsourcing website in Asia in a difficult-to-access language group, and over 1,000 mother tongue translators came to the web page and participated in this pilot project to help translate chapters of the book of Luke into their heart language.
President Roy Peterson says participants could give feedback to other translators, too, about the verses completed. If the project works, the potential could be huge.
This project is being consultant checked right now to look at the accuracy and how well the crowd did. And if this begins to work, we're going to replicate this and begin to scale it into more and more languages.
Pray for success and for another language group to test this so Scripture can reach all the nations. And a Christian woman raped in Pakistan, a woman on death row for her faith in Christ. You hear stories about persecuted women all the time through Mission Network News, but isn't there something you can do? Voice of the Martyrs Canada says yes. An arm of the ministry, Release Women, is designed to connect free women with those in severe persecution situations around the world. You can get involved online or check out this Saturday's conference in Edmonton, Canada. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you concerned about where your nation's heading? Well, that nation may not matter. To remind you about what nation's important, Mission Network News is making available the book Jesus Nation by Dr. Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone University, for your gift of any amount. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.